Blog Talk Radio.
Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in. Push My Story. Everybody has a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody. We just welcome you this morning. Amen. We're just excited. Amen. Praise God what God is doing in this time, in this season. We are coming to the climax of another year. Amen. Praise God. So what you didn't do this year, amen, praise God, look forward to completing it next year. Amen. Because great things are happening next year. Amen. And we are excited. Before we get on our show, amen, let's share a couple of scriptures with you. Amen. We want you to be encouraged. Amen. We want you to be happy in the Lord because you know what? God promised us one thing. He said, I will be with you always to the end of the earth. Isn't that great news? Amen. That's just wonderful that you know that somebody is able to help you, to support you, to give you the strength, to give you good health, and just keep opening up doors and blessing you. Amen. Nobody can do these things but God. So we look to Him, who is the author and the finish of our faith. This afternoon, we want you to look at Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, the first chapter in both, and the third verse, amen, praise God. We want you to look at the Thessalonians 1 and 2, amen, and the third chapter, amen, praise God, because God is encouraging us, amen, and letting us know that He is blessing us, amen, regardless what the circumstances may be. We're just excited what God is doing. Like I said before, when I said I get excited what God is doing, it's because He is doing what He promised. Amen. Amen. He is good. So we ought to always, indeed, are morally obligated. We are morally obligated and we are indebted to God. To give thanks to God, amen, for you, brethren, amen, and sisters, and those that's in the faith, that's growing greater in the faith, with unselfish love for each other. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. We got unselfish love, amen, praise God, and we're not looking, amen, to no one else but God, amen, because we know that if we keep His commandment, we keep His ordinance, we keep the word of God, amen, that God going to see us through. So we're going to get started, and we want you to hear the word of God, amen. Be prayerful. We want you to be very prayerful. Meditate on the word. We want you to talk to God. Amen. Look, you don't have to believe a word I have to say this day. But you could talk to God for yourself, amen. You can go to Him in your secret closet and tell God all about what's going on today. Wow, I'm telling you, this election just passed. Wow, 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 wow. Isn't God wonderful? We're not boasting and bragging, amen. We are boasting and bragging in the Lord and what the Lord can do and what He's going to do. So we don't want you to get shooken, and we don't want you to get upset because, let me tell you something, if you are praying and reading the word of God, I guarantee you don't have to worry about, amen, praise God, what's going to come, that's coming, amen, but nothing but blessings, amen, and God opening up doors for the people of God. So you might as well jump on board because many times, yeah, amen, We hear people complaining, people's upset, people are bitter, people are weeping, they're getting really emotional about what things is going in the world. But you shouldn't be getting upset. You should be rejoicing, because these things must be. The Bible let us know ahead of time, perilous times shall come. Amen. They're going to be lovers of themselves. They're going to be backbiters, fornicators, liars, et cetera, et cetera. We want you to know, amen, that there is safety in God. Amen. Praise God. And God wants you to continue with him. This is not the time of giving up. So we're talking about today being thankful, giving thanks for the faith and the perseverance. Amen. Praise God that you have. Amen. That you endure. You being steadfast. Amen. Unclenching, enduring your patience. Amen. And being firm in the faith. Amen. Praise God in the world that we are living in. So if you keep praying, I'm going to tell you the solution. If you keep praying, amen, and looking to God, amen, praise God, let me tell you something. He'll keep you and your family in good health and strength. He will come bless you, amen, praise God. You're going in and you're coming out. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians first. For your faith and your perseverance. 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter. Amen. And for your consideration, we want you to look at the third and the fourth and fifth. We may not finish, amen, but this is the time, amen, that we should be reading the Word of God, especially in this particular chapter. Because in this particular chapter, it encouraged the people of God. Amen. Praise God. God see, amen, praise God, that what's going on in the world, amen. And he doesn't want us to get upset about the cares of this world, amen. Because, look, we are not of this world, amen. He told us in Romans, the 12th chapter, second verse, he told us that we're not in this world, right? To transform the renewing of your mind. Now, if you're not renewing your mind through the Word of God and you're not praying, then I can see you being confused and being in chaos. But I want to encourage, amen, the people of God, because this is a time to give thanks to God, amen, not just for Thanksgiving and not just for the many blessings that God has done this year, but enduring the cross, amen. The Bible says, pick up your cross and follow me daily. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you something about following Christ and through the suffering of Christ. Amen. Praise God. There is a blessing behind, amen, the suffering and the disappointment and in all the, you know, anguish and things that's not going the way you think it should go. There is a miracle blessing in it if you just hang in there, if you just, amen, praise God. So let's look at the third verse. It says, we ought to always indeed are morally obligated as those are in debt to give thanks to God for you. We're thanking God for those that are praying. We're thanking God, amen, that they got the Word of God in their heart. And they're trusting in God Almighty, because God is the only one that can, amen, subdue and can help us in all things. Praise God. If you just give God a chance, amen, praise God, and just try him at his word, read the word, pray, amen, meditate, take a moment and just talk to him in the prayer, amen, that what's bothering you. Amen, and the things that you're going through. So many times we have people that are sick, people are dying with cancer and horrible diseases. Amen, if you just get in the Word of God and be sincere about it, praise God, God is a miracle-working God, not just a healer, but he is a miracle-working God. Amen, so we ought to always, amen, be what? Indeed, are morally obligated. We are obligated, indebted to God to give thanks for all that he's done. Look at your life. Amen. Praise God. Look at your situation. Look how far God has brought us. amen, if you look at your lifestyle, amen, and where you were 10 or 20 years ago, amen, you owe God a praise, amen. You owe God, amen, some time, amen. You need to give God some praise and some glory, amen, for what he's done for you and your family. You say, well, what did he do for me? Look, you're alive today. You well and alive, amen. Praise God. Clothed in your right mind, activities of your limb. Praise God. Do you realize that so many, amen, cannot dress themselves this morning? Do you realize that some that cannot feed themselves? Do you realize that some that do not have a house, a place to stay, a place, a warm bed to live in? Amen. Praise God. A house, a warm house. Amen. Food on the table. We owe God a praise and a thanks for all that he's done. Now, it tells us, amen, that we ought to always indeed are morally obligated. Amen. Not immorally, but morally obligated to God. See, God has character. He has ethics. Amen. Praise God that we are supposed to follow him. Amen. Because he is a pattern after good work. He will show us the way. He will tell us how we should conduct ourselves being men and women of God. Praise our God, and how to raise our children. What we should teach them, and teach them early in the morning to pray. Teach them how to, amen, to love one another unselfishly. We got people that's selfish, very selfish. They don't think about nobody but themselves. Praise God, they could care less about you. Amen. But God cares about every one of us. He's concerned about each and every one of us. And he's looking for you. Amen. Praise God. He's looking for you to come to him, not to other people and complain and murmur. Amen. And be bitter about a whole lot of things that's going on, but to come to him. Because God is the only one, amen, praise God, can fix your situation at home. You're having situations at home, praise God. You're having situations on the job. You're having situation, amen, when you go in the grocery store. Even when you're driving a car, there's situations. Amen. You got to be covered with the blood of Jesus. You got to pray for the next man that's driving. Amen. Because his mind is on other things and chaos and he's upset about something, or she's upset, or things are not working in the home. Things, the marriage is on the rock. I'm telling you, there's something out here. Amen. Praise God. If you don't have Christ. Let's go a little bit further. It says here, the unselfish love for each other towards another and continue increasing. Amen. I can't love you today and tomorrow, you know, I could care less. Amen. I'm talking about I'm talking about the guppy love. I'm talking about the love of Jesus Christ, the love, amen, praise God, that continue to grow. Not get stunned, not get upset, amen, and then your love is not there anymore. But I'm talking about continually increasing in love, in the power of God. Because the more you pray, the more your love going to grow. The more you read the word of God, the more you become more like God. Amen. Praise God. You have attributes of God. Your characteristics are of God. Amen. Your speech, amen, is of God. Praise God. Let's go back a little bit further. It says, therefore we speak of you with pride among the church, the churches of God, for your steadfastness, your unclenching endurance and patience, and you're firm in the faith in the midst of all the persecution and distress which you endure. See, God, let me tell you something. Greater is he that's in him, in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. than in the world. Amen. The world, let me tell you something, the world is the world of Babylon. They go through chaos. They feel it all, the stress. They feel it all, the anguish. And they feel it all upset. And they just getting confused and they're getting upset. Amen. Praise God, because they don't have God. Amen. But God is saying to the people of God, amen, praise God, we pray that you continue being steadfast and in clenching your endurance and patience and being firm in the faith. We have to pray for the world. People in the world will come out of the world, amen, praise God, that we can walk worthy of God and be worthy, amen, praise God, to be worthy of his kingdom and his glory, amen, praise God, because we cannot be, amen, praise God, double-minded. A double-minded is unstable in all his ways, amen. You can't love God and the devil too. You can't love God and mama too, amen. You got to make up your mind, amen. You got to count up the cost. Amen, praise God. You got to make up your mind. Because the world love is all. Those that live by the sword will die by the sword, my friends. But those, amen, praise God, that endure to the end shall be saved. Amen. Those that are steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the faith, increasing in the faith. Amen, praise God. You know what happens after a while? Amen, praise God. You move up in another level in the Spirit of God. Those things don't move you so easily. I want you to know, amen, praise God, that we're going to have trials and tribulation. But God said, in me I give you great peace. Amen. In him, he will give us the peace. He will give us the steadfastness. He will give us the clear conscience, amen, to know right from wrong. Amen. Praise God. We will know the difference. Amen. Praise God. The love of Jesus Christ. We will know, amen, praise God, through God's word, we will know our enemy, even though our enemy, amen, is cloaking the word of God. Not only are they cloaking the word of God, they come in sheep clothing, amen, praise God, they're raising wolves, amen. They come with the word of God, speaking the word of God, but their hearts are not right. They're not steadfast. They're not, amen, increasing in love, amen, because you know them by the conversation. You know them by the fruits they bear, amen, praise God, amen. Water, amen, praise God, is water. Amen, praise God. You can't get Kool-Aid out of water, amen, unless you mix it together. But out of the fountain, amen, you can't get sweet and bitter at the same time. Amen. You got to, amen, praise God, make up your mind in serving a true and a living God. Let's go a little bit further, because persecution is coming. Amen, praise God. But we know, amen, we got something for persecution. We got something, amen, for stress. We got something, amen, when the enemy comes to us, amen, like a flood. Amen, God said he will lift up a standard for us. Amen, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. He give us the will. He give us the mind. He give us direction. Amen, praise God. He help us to see, amen, praise God, through discernments of the spirits. Amen, that's the reason why God tells us to desire spiritual gifts. Amen, the spiritual gifts, amen, that we should desire, amen, because we got to have the tools, amen, praise God, to deal with the things that confront us daily, the things that come at us all the time, attacks our family, in our environment, that we must, amen, praise God, have the word of God. Having the word will teach you how to pray. Did you know that? Did you know when you read the word of God It teach you how to pray, how to conduct yourself before God in prayer, how you go through the threshold in the Spirit of God, because you cannot go to God in your flesh. You must worship God in spirit and in truth. We worship Him and we praise Him through the Spirit. When we go before God in prayer, amen, praise God, we must usher in the Spirit of God. We must come before His throne with grace, with humbleness, with a heart open, amen, praise God, to receive whatever God speak to our heart, whatever God give us, amen, except the things that we cannot change, but God to give us the wisdom to change the things that we can. So it says in the fifth verse, it says, this is a positive proof of the righteous judgment of God, a sign of His fair verdict, so that you will be considered worthy of His kingdom, for which indeed you are suffering. For after all, it is only just for God to repay those who distress you and give you relief to you who are so stressed, and to us as well when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in a flame of fire, dealing out vengeance to those who do not seek to know the Lord, our God. So we want you to realize, amen, that we got to be worthy, amen. We got to be worthy, amen, praise God, suffering for the name of Jesus. We got to be worthy, amen, praise God, because we cannot come to God with an offering that is sinful. We cannot come to God, amen, with our heart unforgiving, a heart that has no passion. We cannot come to God. We got to forgive. We got to empty out. Amen. We got to set the things that we cannot change. Amen. But pray for the things that we can change. God will give you satisfaction. God will give you relief. God will give you, amen, the strength to endure all things. Amen. As you suffer, amen, praise God, as you go through. I use the word suffering because I want you to realize it is suffering. But after a while, amen, praise God, as you get to grow in Christ Jesus, increase your knowledge in the Word of God and become very, very, amen, praise God, engaged with God and have that relationship with God, amen, praise God, He will be your God. Amen, praise God. He will take your suffering. He will take all your stress. Amen, praise God. He will put it on Himself. Amen, praise God. And you will not even feel the fiery quench of the fiery darts of Satan. Now, that is a fact. Amen, praise God. The more that you press in to God, the more you pray to God. I'm not talking about pray deep in God, and I'm not talking about praying at God. I'm talking about pray in Him, to pray to Him, to tell Him how you feel. Amen. Cry out to Him and let Him know where you feel, where you stand, and that He's the only one that you can trust. He's the only one that you can have confidence in. So we have to be worthy of His kingdom. We cannot be worthy of His kingdom if we worry about every little thing, everything that goes on in the world. We cannot be worthy of His kingdom if we don't trust the coming King. We cannot trust, amen, praise God, in riches. We cannot trust in our government. We cannot trust, amen, in the tangible thing and think that that's going to give us peace, that that's going to give us life eternal, that that's going to heal us. Amen. Your things is not going to make your body well. Your things is not going to heal you from your sickness. Your things, amen, cannot cure cancer. Your things, your money, your tangible things cannot, my friend, buy love. They cannot buy a house with love in it. You can have a beautiful home, but if you have no love, amen, if you have no care, if you don't have no one to share it with, amen, it's void, it's dark, it's cold. It means nothing to you. There's no peace. There's no laughter. There's no joy in it. So God, amen, will give you that peace, that perfect peace that passes all understanding. That peace, amen, praise God, that will forgive. That peace, amen, praise God, amen, will blot out, amen, praise God, the past of negativity, the past, amen, of hurts, the past, amen, praise God, what someone else has hurt you, amen, if someone has done you wrong. I'm telling you, my friend, you need to give thanks unto the Lord. You need to stop right this moment and just open up your mouth and tell God thank you. Tell God thank you for all that he has done for you, that he gave you the strength to even listen to this message. He gave you the strength, amen, praise God, and gave you another chance to make it right, to repent, to be remorse, amen, to be godly sorrow for your sins. Amen, praise God. He is, amen, a God that will fight your battles. He will send his angels, amen, praise God, and repay those that stress you out. He will repay, amen. The word of God says that God will fight your battles. Why are you trying to fight it yourself? You cannot give it to God. I know what you feel, I know, but you got to train yourself, amen, to give things to God. You got not cannot listen to that other voice, that negative voice, that voice, amen, praise God, that bring hardship, that voice that come to you to tell you that there's something else you should do, amen, besides give it to God and look at everything that's going on, amen, praise God, and God ain't done nothing yet. No, 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 my friend, give it to God. Practice giving it to God. Practice, amen, enduring the pain. Practice enduring the hurt. Practice being steadfast, unclenching, enduring, and being patient with God. Through your faith, amen, be firm with the faith. Amen. Through the persecution, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. It says, for all only just for God to repay with stress those who stress you. Amen. God will give you relief. Amen. God will, amen, will see you through. You cannot identify what I'm talking about unless you try it. You cannot talk about it. You don't know what I'm talking about if you don't, amen, dive into the word of God. If you don't pray, amen, and give God a chance, amen, God is here, amen, for you. God will fix the government. God will fix your job. God will fix your home, amen. Your children need you. Your children need you. They need you more, amen. They need directions. They need God. They need the church, amen. They need for someone to pray for them, to give them direction. Now, we have not finished this message, amen, but you can continue to read the word, 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter. Read that. Read the word of God because it's in the time that we need this particular word. Amen. Praise God. So we want you to realize, amen, You're not alone. You're not by yourself. God promised me, and he promised you, I will be with you always to the end of the world. God bless you.